Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
From hidden gems to can't-miss classics, it's time to hit the road. This is Best of the Midwest.
Yeah, we like to give you good ideas of good places to go that are near and sometimes a little far, but never more than a day's drive or a half a day's drive. In fact, I just checked on my phone, and it's about just under 2 hours right now from where I'm sitting to Beloit, Wisconsin. Savannah Schindler is the Director of Communications at Visit Beloit. Hi, Savannah. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm good. How are you?
Good. So that sounds about right. I suppose some of our listeners can get up to Rockford and a little north in 90 minutes or so, but generally a couple of hours from the Chicago area, right?
That's correct. So just about an hour and a half away from Chicago is Beloit. So it's a very fun trip and a short drive.
I-90 or 39 up north or 43 out of Milwaukee. Right there is a town. How big is Beloit?
So the population is about 36,000, so not too big. Still kind of a small town, but we have big city charm, so lots of fun in Beloit.
I know you've got a baseball team. I know you've got a winery. I know you've got a brewery. Let's start with the baseball team. The Sky Carp, is that the team?
That's right.
That's a minor.
Yeah.
Is that an affiliate, or is that like a different kind of league?
It is. So it's Beloit's minor league baseball team, and they're a high A affiliate of the Miami Marlins.
Of the Marlins, then. Cool. And so I guess you guys then have your baseball season. They're playing there right now then, right?
That's correct, yes.
ABC Supply Stadium. What's a Sky Carp, by the way?
Yeah, so we get that a lot. It is a slang term for a goose that does not migrate in the winter, but instead prefers to stay in its home city, which is Beloit.
Got it. So is that a destination for folks? Is the baseball team a draw?
It sure is, yeah. So, and really the whole idea behind the Sky Carp is, once you come visit Beloit, you won't want to leave. So that's why they named it the Sky Carp team.
Now that's a nice then kind of marketing tool for you all. So Sky Carp baseball at ABC Supply Stadium. And I know they've got a lot of the sort of features that make minor league baseball fun with inexpensive food, inexpensive parking, fun features at the games. Anything else we should say about them before we move on?
Yeah, so a lot of fun highlights during the week. On Tuesdays, you can bring your dog to the ballpark. So that is a fun thing that you can do during the week. To celebrate the weekend on Fridays, it's one of my favorite features. They have Supper Club or Friday, where they tie in Wisconsin traditions with supper clubs. So everything from old fashions to fish fries, grasshoppers, and more. So lots of fun over there. And then Saturdays after the game, they do a fireworks show that lights up the sky and many theme nights throughout the season that you want to check out.
What's the brewery up there?
The brewery. We have G5 Brewing Company, and that's located in Beloit. It's an upscale brewery. They brew their own kinds of beers, anything from hop-forward IPAs to smooth stouts, fruity sours, and more.
I saw that they were the brewery of the year in 2025 for Wisconsin.
They were, yes.
And then is there a winery up your way, too?
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
There is, yes. Yeah. So we have DC Estate Winery, and that's located across the border in Illinois, in South Beloit. It's the city's only winery, and it really doesn't even make you feel like you're in South Beloit. It kind of feels like you've been transported to Italy. So beautiful building and scenery, and lots of fun. You can sip some wine with your friends and enjoy the scenery out there.
Seems like a lot of the places that we feature on our Best of the Midwest, it's about recreation too. But you're not in the mountains. You're not on a big lake there, are you? What's the water feature?
So we have the Rock River that runs through our downtown area, but that is the only water feature, but still lots of fun things. We have lots of boaters, lots of kayak opportunities, so people can still get out this summer and enjoy the water.
And what's Door Bakers?
Yeah, so Henry Door Bakers is Beloit's newest attraction. It's a pub and play. It's actually located on the Ironworks campus and near the Rock River. And you can play tons of games. They have duck pin bowling, which is a traditional bowling game, but with smaller balls, pins, and lanes.
Oh,
they had mini golf.
Right.
Yeah, lots of fun. If you haven't played before, definitely recommend it. They had mini golf, racing simulators, indoor arcade games, and then some more outside, some more games outside. So great time if you are visiting Beloit with friends.
Yeah, so that's Henry Doorbakers, and that's a pub, and then play these games. Is the duck pin bowling then the ball, I presume, is lighter too? Some of us went bowling the other day, and some of us threw out our back.
Oh, no. Yeah, yeah. So it is a little bit lighter, and it's quite small. I would say it's a little bit bigger than a softball, probably.
Hmm. Where do folks stay in Beloit?
There's lots of affordable hotels. There is five that are right near the interstate that are great options. They're all affordable and just less than a 10-minute drive from all the downtown action.
Is there a signature restaurant or a hotel or store? You know, folks know Beloit 4X. What fill in the blank there?
Yeah, so we have two boutique hotels in downtown Beloit. One is Hotel Goodwin, and they just earned their second Michelin key star at that property. And then there's also the Ironworks Hotel, which and both of them have restaurants inside. One is more Italian food, and the other one is a steakhouse.
Got it. And what was the one with the Michelin star?
Yeah, that one is Hotel Goodwin.
Goodwin. And then you've mentioned Ironworks a couple of times. Is that the history of Beloit? Was that a big iron-producing area?
It sure was, yeah. So that was located right near the river. It's no longer there today, but the city does preserve a lot of its history with the Ironworks.
I know we're doing a giveaway. There's a sweepstakes. You can win a Friends getaway to Beloit, which is two nights at the Best Western, and a gift card to the Downtown Den Tavern and Pizza, a $100 gift card to that brewery we were talking about, G5 Brewing Company, $100 at the Pub and Play, Doorbakers. There's a gift card for the DC Estate Winery. Wow, we've loaded up on this.
yeah.
So to win that, you go to visitbeloit.com, right?
That's correct, and we will draw one random winner on July 1st. And it's $600 value, so definitely want to enter to win that.
And that's visitbeloit.com. Anything on the calendar, any special events coming up that we should be talking about?
Oh, my gosh, so many. Really, last weekend was the kickoff for all the summer activities. We have the second largest farmers market in Wisconsin, and that takes place every Saturday downtown Beloit from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. So definitely want to check that out. Lots of vendors, more than 130. So they're coming on in there. There'll be more really once the summer kicks off in June, but that's definitely one of my favorites, John.
Okay. Visitbeloit.com, visitbeloit.com for information, details on all of the stuff we've just described, and also to win in the Visit Beloit sweepstakes. Go to visitbeloit.com. Well done, Savannah. Sounds like fun. We'll see you up there.
Sounds good. See you there, John.